Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yushalm Yuma, Perikhes, Halacha Beis, and the Ezer Tzur Sadaf. It's right at the top of Mem Zayin Oma Beis, and in the article Tzur Sadaf, it's at the top of Nun Beis Omar Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mem Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us, Ha'echim Yom Kippurim, Kikoy Seves Hagasa, Kimaya Uche Gari Nosa, Gashoy Samloy Lugmov, Chayiv. Somebody eats on Yom Kippur. What shear? That's Koy Seves Hagasa, which is a large date, and Kimaya Uche Gari Nosa means like it and its pit, meaning we count the pit as part of the shear. So what about drinking? That's Mloy Lugmov. Really, the gear says kimloy lugmav, like full cheeks, and we'll explain some more what that is. Chayiv cars for that. Now, call oichem and starfin look seves, for call mashkim and starfin look lugmav. All foods are mitzaref for this shear of kaseves, and all drinks are mitzaref for the moy lugmav. However, achav shasa, if he ate and drank a mitzarefin, those two are not mitzaref. He has to have a full shear of achil or a full shear of shtiel in order to be chayiv. Now, the gemara tells us, Rav Yosef says, zois ameres, the mission's teaching that he has to squish the empty space in between when you open up a date. So you have an empty air pocket with a little bit of a pit inside, but there's still a bunch of air, so that air has to be squished down in order to get the proper shear. The lichen, if not for that, nisni kimaya uchali nasa umechalala. The mission should say it's pit and it's empty space. It's hollow inside. And so it does not say that. That means the airspace is not counted as part of the shear. Now, Tani Rav Shimon Elazar, he teaches Kikosevis Nimris as referring to a Nimris type date from a place called Beis Nimrin. And these are smaller dates than Eretz Yisrael dates. We continue. Tani Rav Abraisa, Miloy Lugmav. The shear of drinking is Miloy Lugmav, which is basically a full mouthful. Ask the Gemara, Mahu Palig, or is this Braisa not like the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, we said Kimloy Lugmav, not Miloy Lugmav. And it's just not Stira. Miloy Lugmav, Shunitan Lulugma Achas. It's Miloy Lugmav, which could be pushed into one lugma, which means it's a full mouthful of water, basically, that could be pushed into one cheek. Lugma achas literally means one cheek, so it basically means a full cheek full liquid, and that's a shear that's mechayiv. So as Gemara, Tani Mishum Beshamai, we have Brazen Beshamai, take out the next two words, Berevias, the shear of shtia is revias. Rav Chibar Ada, Baal Kumi Ramana, he asked for Ramana, V'lomo Leitani Nosim, Mekuli Beshamai, Mechorim Beis Hillel. Why not teach this as one of the coolest of Beshamai, Lechorim Beis Hillel? Because Beshamai says a person's not chayiv for drinking on Yom Kippur unless it's a revias. Now we know that Mloy Lugmav is less than revias. So turns out, if a person drinks more than Miloy Lugmav, but less than Revias, according to Beis Shammai, he's not Chayiv, Beis Hillel, he is Chayiv. So this is one of the coolest of Beis Shammai, and we know that Beis Shammai is usually much more Machmir, and there's actually a few Mishnayos which specifically are dedicated to teaching the coolest of Beis Shammai. Why not mention this among them? And the answers are, well, he told him, Mibnei Lugma Shel Ben Avtiach, because the Lugma of this person called Ben Avtiach, Shoyim Machzik Yosem Revias. He was such a large person, his Miloy Lugmav was more than Revias, so for him, his Shir of Revias is actually smaller and more Chamer than Miloy Lugmav Shir. That's why it's not counted as the cool of Bishamai, because in this case Bishamai would turn out to be Machmir as opposed to Mekel. Now to Alcha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Alcha Bishasa Behelim Echad, Eini Chayv El Chatas Achas, if a person ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one lapse of awareness, that's what Helim Echad is. It was just one point in time that he had this halama, he forgot that it's Yom Kippur, for example, so he's only Chayv one carbon Chatas. Now let's say, Alcha Bishasa Ve'asa Malacha, he ate or drank, and he also did Malacha, Chayv Shtei Chatois, he's Chayv two Chatois, because this is two separate Isurim. Eating and drinking is one Isur, and doing Malacha is a different Isur. Now Alcha Eichon She'en Ruin L'chila, Shasa Mashkin, She'en Ruin L'shtia, if he ate something that's not right to eat, or he drank something that's not right to drink, or shasa tzir, imurius, if he drank fish brine or fish sauce, putter is putter, because it's not a normal food to eat or drink. Another din, tinoikos ain ma'aner son v'yom kippurim, children, we're not ma'aner them, we don't afflict them on Yom Kippur, aval mechan chenoisom kaidim shanim kaidim shtayim, we're mechanich them from the mitzvah of chinuch, we teach them a year or two early, b'shvil shiyu regil l'mitzvahs, so they should be accustomed to mitzvahs. The Gemara begins right away by asking, lama, why is this? Meaning, if he ate and drank the proper shear, why is he only chayv one chatos? And the answer is because shtia b'chal achila, whereas ein achila b'chal shtia. Drinking is included in eating. As a side point, the Gemara tells us that eating is not included in drinking, and since drinking is included in eating, it's basically the same thing. And since he did it all behelim echad in one lapse of awareness, so he's only chayiv one. Ask the Gemara, minayin she'ashtia b'chal achila, how do we know that drinking is included in eating? And it's not a question regarding our Mishnah. It's just this general concept that we find throughout Chas, that drinking is included in eating. How do we know that? So we're going to have quite a long discussion about this. Rabbi Yonah Shomla ben Adar, Rabbi Yonah heard from the following. The Pasuk tells us, Hakena Martha b'nei Yisrael, therefore I've told b'nei Yisrael, kol nefesh b'kem lo'sei chaldom, any person among you is not allowed to eat blood. Now, man and kaimon, what are we referring to? In bedam shekarash, if we're talking about blood which congealed, and that's how you would eat the blood, well, atani, we have a verse that says, dam shekarash, einu lo'ech v'lo'y mashked. Blood which congealed is not considered food or drink, and we're understanding right now that means that one wouldn't be chayv for eating it because it's not food or drink. Alakina and kaimon, it must be what's the pasuk referring to? K'mois shehu, as it is, meaning just regular plain old liquid blood, v'atayra karas oisa achila, and still the pasuk calls it eating. So we see that drinking, which is what you would do to blood, is included included in eating? Asked the Gemara, that can't be, because we're talking about a braisa. If a person took forbidden fats from an animal, which you know are thick, and he liquefied them, v'gamav, and then he swallowed them, or hikba sadam v'chaloi, he congealed blood, and then ate it, memchas amalaf on top, im yesh b'kazayis, if there's a kazayis here, chayiv, he'd be chayiv. So we clearly see that eating congealed blood one is chayiv for. Ma'avad lo Rabbeinu, what's Rabbeinu do with this? And the answer is he explains differently. When the braisa says that dam shakarash, eino loy oichav loy mashke, it means eino oichal tamei tomas oichlin, v'loy mashke lo tamei tomas mashke, it's not considered food in regards to tomas oichlin, it's not regarding drink in regards to tomas mashkin, and that's what it's referring to. So braisa is not a question of Rabbeinu, but we still don't have a raya that drinking is included in eating. Therefore, chaz Rabbeinu shom alam and hada, Rabbeinu went back and he learned from the following. The pasuk tells us regarding ma'aser sheni, even satak hasav chalcher tav v'nafshecha, you could place the money or spend the money in anything your soul desires, and the pasuk continues babakar batzoin b'yayin u'bashechar, and then it tells us that you can eat it. What are we referring to here? In betoim tam yayin l'secha tavshil, if it means pouring wine that was purchased with ma'aser sheni money into a dish, and that's how you're eating the wine, v'alay tam yayin l'pgamhu, the taste of the wine is pgam, meaning you're ruining the taste of the wine, or you're ruining the taste of the dish really, and the mail means the wine is being ruined when you pour it into the dish, and you're not allowed to do the ma'aser sheni wine. That's called a zayin, it's a zilzol, and that's usur. Ela kin ankam, must be what we're referring to, kimayshahu, it's referring to drinking the wine as it is, v'tayr karzah z'achila, and the pasuk is clearly calling it eating, even though you're drinking the wine. So that's the raya, says the Gemara. No, Rabban de Kisaren Amri, the Rabban de Kisaren said, tifter, we can explain, be'ilin or zanaya v'gamnaya, as referring to these two particular dishes. They call hatafel achila kachilahi, anything which is secondary to eating is considered like eating. In other words, in these two dishes, if you put wine into them, it actually improves the taste, so it's not considered ruining the wine, it's not a bizayin to ma'aser sheni, and then when you eat it, it's like eating the wine, because you're actually eating a dish, and so we don't necessarily have a raya that shtiyah is b'chal achila. So Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yosef Shem Alam Adah, Rabbi Yosef learns from the following. We have a mission that tells us, if a person said, shvua shloi oichel, a shvua that I'm not going to eat, v'achal v'shasa, and he ate and drank, and he chayv al achas, he's only chayv one. We clearly see achila is b'chal shtiyah, because if not, he'd be chayv for two. However, amrin chav raya, kumi Rabbi Yosef, that'll mean the base manager said in front of Rabbi Yosef, amrin de basra, say the end of that mishnah. Let's say a person expressed as follows, shvua shloi oichel, v'shloi eshte, v'achal v'shasa, chayv shtayim. If a person made a shvua, I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to drink, and he ate and drank, he's chayv too. So we clearly see that shtiyah is not b'chal achila. So amrin Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef told them, ilu misha hayu lefan of shnei kikarim. If a person had two loaves of bread in front of him, va'amr, and he said, shvua shal eichel kikar zeh, shvua that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, v'chaz va'amr, and then he said, shvua shal eichel kikar zu, shvua that I'm not going to eat that loaf of bread, v'chon shneim ka'achas, and he ate both of them together. Shamein chayv shtayim, you think he's not going to be chayv too? Of course he will. He made two clear distinct shvuas. And it's the same in the safe in the mission that you're asking me from when he says, shvua that I'm not going to eat, and shvua that I'm not going to drink. Obviously, drinking is a separate shvua. The main raya is from the reisha, when all he said was that he's not going to eat, so when he eats and drinks, he's only chayv one. Clearly, shtiyah is b'chal achila. Here we have another source, Rav Chanan Yemshein Rav Pinchas, Shom Olam and Adah, he learns from the following. The Mishnah says, shvua shalai oichal, shvua that I'm not going to eat, and v'achal oichan she'enu uin l'achila, v'shasa mashkin she'enu uin shtiyah. He ate something that's not right to eat, or he drank something that's not right to drink. Potter, he's potter in this case. Now what's the diak from there? That's only because he drank something that's not right to drink. Aval, im shasa mashkin she'enu uin l'shtiyah, chayiv. But if he drank something which is right to drink, he'd be chayiv. And loy, shvua shalai oichal amar, didn't he only say, shvua that I'm not going to eat, and he didn't say anything about drinking. And still, if he drank, he's going to be chayiv. We clearly see that drinking is included in eating. The Gemara says, you're right. Nicha kamas nisen. That's good. All according to the Mishnah, da nan amrin, we say, shvua shalai oichal, that's a lashon of the Mishnah. He said, shvua that I'm not going to eat. However, Karebi, according to Rebbe, do amar, that he says that what was the lashon? Shvua shalai oichal vishalai eshte, shvua that I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink. It's not a raya, because here he clearly expressed drinking. As we don't have a raya, the drinking is included in eating. We're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.